This morning's reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, and can be found on page 1147 of the Pew Bibles. If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church. I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of the unbelievers? The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. May God bless this reading of his holy word.
Let us pray. Well, Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the thoughts and meditations of our minds and our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Help us, Lord, as brothers and sisters, to love and to serve each other in every way we can. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Once again, I would like to say how lovely it is to have all of the members and adult volunteers of our uniformed organizations with us here for worship today. You're all looking very smart in your uniforms, and it is heartening to see that the legacy of Lord and Lady Baden-Powell is alive and well here in the village of Kemnay. I'll start with a question. I'll come down. I have a piece of paper here. Does anybody have a guess or know what this is? Anybody? Let's see here. I see a few hands up. Let's see here. What do you think it is, dear? Can you say it louder? A letter. Do you agree? Now, boys and girls, raise your hands, or all of us raise your hands, if you've ever gotten a letter before. Yes. Now, this is a special letter for us. This was addressed to me and to my wife, Heather, and this was sent to us from where we come from. Who here remembers where we come from? Yeah. America. So this letter came all the way to the UK from America, and it's from Heather's parents, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. And they like to send us lots and lots of letters, and it always makes us feel so good when we get a letter from home. So do you enjoy getting letters? Yes, indeed. You know, we can communicate all sorts of different ways with our smartphones, our technology, through all of our instant messaging and email and all that. But you know, there's something special about getting a letter in the mail. It reminds us that we are loved, that we are cared for, and that's in their handwriting, and there's even a note inside. And the note is actually from Heather's grandmother, who is 92 years old. And she still loves to send Heather these handwritten notes. And how special is that? Yes, that is very, very special. So letters are a wonderful gift we get from people who care about us. Now, I have another question. Who knows what this is? Let's see, who's sitting quietly over here? Yes. A Bible. Well done indeed. We have lots and lots of Bibles in the church. And did you know that many parts of the Bible were originally letters? Did you know that? It's pretty incredible to think about, especially in the New Testament, in the second part of our Bibles, there's a lot of things that were once letters. And a lot of the letters that made up the Bible were written by an individual named Paul. And Paul is an apostle. It's a very special word, which means one who is sent by Jesus. So Paul the apostle, he wrote 13 letters, and they're all included in the New Testament. Now, Paul lived, boys and girls, a long time ago, and he wrote these letters in here to Christians like us who were scattered all over the known world at the time. And he wrote letters for lots and lots of reasons. Sometimes he wrote letters to simply encourage those who read them to live more and more like Jesus, and he cheered them on as they lived good lives. Sometimes he wrote letters to offer advice or help on some pretty challenging or hard subjects. And sometimes, boys and girls, he wrote his letters to these early Christians to tell them off for bad behavior and to remind them that they had to set better examples as Christians, as followers of Jesus. Now, in Paul's life, there was a great big city called Corinth. And there were Christians who lived in Corinth. In fact, Paul started the church in Corinth, boys and girls. So he knew the community of this city called Corinth very well. He knew their strengths. He knew also their weaknesses. We might say that Paul knew what made them tick. And over the last few weeks here in the church, we have been looking at one of these letters that Paul sent to these Christians in the city of Corinth. And that is a letter that we call 1 Corinthians, which Joe just read for us out from us a few moments ago. If you pick up any copy of the Bible, boys and girls, you will find 1 Corinthians, this letter that Paul sent, included in it. Now, if we read through Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we will learn a great deal about the city of Corinth, a great deal about the church that Paul wrote to. And what do we learn from this letter, we might wonder? We learn, boys and girls, that Corinth, this city, was a pretty tough, troubled place. It had a lot of problems. We also learned that the church in Corinth had lots and lots of problems as well. So Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians to help them with the problems they were having. And right from the very start of the letter, we learn that the Christians in Corinth did not always get along with each other. Sometimes they had squabbles or fights or disagreements. Raise your hand if you've ever had a squabble, a fight, or a disagreement. I'll raise my hand. Oh, come on, adults. Be honest. Yes, indeed. Hands down, we've all been there. And these early Christians in the city of Corinth, boys and girls, were no exception to this. Paul knew what they were like. And he was troubled by their behavior, and so he wrote this letter to remind them of how they ought to behave, how they ought to live as Christians. Now, the part that Joe read for us has a lot to do with lawsuits, with taking each other to court and suing each other. Now, do you know what a lawyer is? Do you know what a judge is? Where would we find lawyers and judges? What kind of place would lawyers and judges both work? Let's see, who's sitting quietly? Yeah. And a court, that's right. They had courts back in Corinth, just like we have today. Now, Paul isn't criticizing lawyers or judges in this passage. Then and now, in Corinth and here in Scotland, judges and lawyers are an important part of our society. But what Paul is concerned about in this letter, boys and girls, is how these early Christians treated each other. He was concerned when they weren't kind to each other, when they weren't loving towards each other. To say it a different way, Paul wanted this church in Corinth to really act like the church, especially when they found it hard to do so. Because, boys and girls, being a Christian means living in a way differently from the rest of the world. Being a Christian, a follower of Jesus, means choosing to show love and kindness even when someone has done you wrong. That's exactly what Jesus did, and that's exactly what we as Christians should do as well. Now, as I said before, I look around the church today and I see all of you here dressed in your uniforms, each representing your own organizations, and you all look very smart. And each and every one of you here, boys and girls, should be very, very proud to be part of these great movements that were begun by Lord and Lady Baden-Powell. But just like those early Christians who lived in Corinth during Paul's lifetime, Each of you today has made very special promises just a few minutes ago to live your lives in very special ways. I sat back and I listened carefully to what you said. You have promised today such things as to do your best, to love God, to do your duty to God and to Her Majesty the Queen, to be true to your beliefs, to help other people and help your communities. Have you made those promises today? I can't hear you. Yes, you have. Today, each of you has made these promises. You've made them together. And if, boys and girls, you're going to keep these promises, you're going to need the help of your fellow members, your leaders, and your family. And most of all, you're going to need God's help to keep your promises. Just like those Christians in that city of Corinth to whom Paul wrote long ago, everyone here today needs God's help to live good and loving lives. And you know what, boys and girls? Being a Christian, a follower of Jesus, is about so much more than just coming to church on Sunday. Being a Christian should be at the center of every part of our lives. And in a similar thing, we can say the same about being a rainbow, a brownie, a guide, a beaver, a cub, a scout, explorer, or ranger. It's about so much more than just being a member of a group. It's also about living your lives in certain ways. So even when you're at home, even when you're at school, even when you're out with your friends, I think you should always act like, you're wearing the uniforms you're wearing today. Always act like you're wearing the uniforms you're wearing today. When you're at school, when you're at home, when you're with your friends, ask yourselves, am I doing my best? Am I showing love for God? Am I being a good member of my community? Am I keeping the promises that I've made today? And if you can answer these questions with a yes, then I say, well done. Keep it up, each and every one of you. If you can't answer them with a yes, then like those early Christians in the city of Corinth who needed Paul to remind them of how they ought to live, we here today need to always remember the promises we have made. We all need to remember that we can ask for God's help, for help from our adult leaders as well, to be the young men and women of character and integrity that define the worldwide scouting movement. So boys and girls, today we are so proud of each and every one of you and the good choices you are making in your lives. And no matter what happens, never forget the promises you have made today. Never forget that God loves each and every one of you, and just like those earliest Christians back in the city of Corinth, always remember, boys and girls, the importance of getting along with each other, of being kind and being loving to everyone you meet. Because if you can do that, then you've already kept your promises. Amen.